Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Community leaders are teaming up to get a Quad Cities passenger rail project back on track. WVIK's Ray Berry has more on the new Rock Island County Passenger Rail Committee.
The group will focus on lobbying Illinois lawmakers to fund a Chicago to Moline passenger rail service that's stalled for decades. Rock Island County Board Chair Richard Brunk is leading the committee, joined by local mayors, business leaders, labor representatives, and regional organizations. The rail line is estimated to generate $300 million and more than 800 jobs in the Quad City area over 10 years. The committee is advocating for the Chicago to Moline Passenger Rail Initiative currently under consideration in the Illinois General Assembly. For WVIK News, I'm Ray Berry.
Rock Island residents may notice a chlorine smell in their tap water over the next few months as the city flushes its water system. Rock Island Utilities Superintendent Jason Upton says the routine maintenance will clear sediment and other material in the city's pipes to ensure clean water quality.
Residents might see experience some cloudiness or some discolored water. The water's still safe. Let it flush. After they've been in your area, it's always good to maybe flush your system out as well.
Upton says some residents may also encounter low water pressure due to water hydrant flushing in their neighborhood. He says the utility is using a stronger type of chlorine to clean the system, but the water quality will not be impacted. He says residents with additional questions can check out their frequently asked questions page on the city's website or call the Public Works Department. Right-leaning groups at colleges across the country are mourning the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports that includes conservative students in Illinois.
Before being fatally shot, Kirk had spearheaded a conservative student movement through his Turning Point USA organization, which has dozens of chapters across Illinois. Ross Vansell is president of Illinois State University's College Republicans. He saw Kirk speak last spring and is now helping organize his memorial.
Even in this time of anger and hatred, we need to love the other side. We need to love everyone, because this hatred, as we can see, has just led to a senseless killing.
The University of Illinois student chapter of Turning Point USA is holding its own vigil on the Urbana campus. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A Clinton-based pizza maker is recalling its frozen meat-topped pizzas from restaurants and stores across the Quad Cities area. The Iowa Department of Agriculture reports that B&K Enterprises, which operates as Vitali's, sold the pizzas without federal or state inspections. The pizza pies were distributed in Iowa, Illinois, and Minnesota. That includes locations in Davenport, Bettendorf, DeWitt, Fulton, and Chadwick. No illnesses have been reported, but officials say the pizzas should be discarded and not eaten. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Chicago Bears have work to do before he'll consider helping them move to Arlington Heights. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
As a Bears fan, Pritzker says he wants the team to stay in Chicago. As a businessman, he knows they can go wherever they like. But he says if they want help breaking ground on a new suburban stadium complex, they need to pay off the more than $500 million still owed on the decades-old Soldier Field renovation.
That's going to be a really important feature of whatever happens. We're going to make that a prerequisite.
Bears president and CEO Kevin Warren is pushing for legislation that would freeze property taxes at the stadium site. He also wants unspecified infrastructure improvements. Legislators are back in Springfield next month. I'm Alex Degman.
A University of Iowa physician and scientist has won the prestigious Lasker Award for his research into cystic fibrosis. Michael J. Welsh will share the award with two other scientists for helping develop a triple drug combination that helps people with the disease. The drugs work on about 90% of the people with CF and have helped extend their average lifespan by decades. The Lasker Awards are one of the country's most prestigious prizes in biomedical research. Past recipients have gone on to win the Nobel Prize. This is WVIK News.